his friends. We are continuing our discussion of two kulos that are sosir each other. The Pri Chodesh proves that if you have Tarti de Sasri, two kulos that are sosir each other, we view the two kulos together, and we go min hatara l'chumra. And where do you get that? From the second parak of Ksubas in Yotasamad Aleph. There it says that you have two paths. One is Tame and one is Tahar, and he goes in the first path and he doesn't go into the Beis HaMikdash. Then he goes in the second path and he goes into the Beis HaMikdash. He is Chayiv. Why? Because one of the paths was definitely Tame and he went into the Beis HaMikdash. Tosa says we're talking about Suffolk Tumber Shisarabim. That's the Suffolk, Suffolk Tumber Shisarabim. Now Suffolk Tumber Shisarabim is Tahar. But here, you know that one of the paths is Tame. So even though Kol Suffolk Tumber Shisarabim, if you look at them independently, at each Suffolk, we should be Mako, but since it's Soser here, because he's Manavshach, he has to be Tame, because one of the paths was Tame, we view him as Tame, and we see then that you can't have two Kulas that contradict each other. That you can't say that he's going to walks on one path, will be Mako. He walks on the other path, will be Mako. No, it can't be, because one of them is Tame. And Mimela can't say Torah on both. So you see, you can't say two kulas that are sosir each other. Rather, we go l'chumra min ha-Torah. So too in the second parak, with subas chav zayin amad aleph. There are two shvilin, two paths, and he walks on one of the two paths. And he engaged in the handling of taros, such as Truma or Hekdesh. So if a person walked on one and then his friend walked on the other and neither of them remembers which path they walked on, so if they come and ask independently, or Matar both, because when considered separately, each person remains tar. And Tosfos says that not that one person should eat, lo sheyochal adam echad. In other words, that if both of these people handled taros, one person can't eat both of them. Because again, we know one of the people is tame. So when they come and ask independently, so he could be matar each one independently. But somebody else can't come afterwards and eat from something that both people had touched, because you know that one of them is necessarily tame. So you see, you can't have two kulas that are so to each other until it says the hachem rinam b'shvuas. And then they reference our Gemara here in Shavuos that when you have two kulas, echa tame v'echa tar, v'alach rishon v'rishon lo nichnas v'sheni v'nichnas, he goes there two paths and he goes on both of them, one of them being tame, he's going to be chayiv. There were two pulos, one after the next. In other words, one walked on one path, the other walked on the other path. And we say, Zvaday Aser. So you see that you're not allowed to have two kulas that are sosur each other. The Pri Chodesh concludes that we learn that when the Torah was Matir Sveikas through the Rambam, that's only when they're not sosur each other. But if there's tarti disasri, in such an instance, the Torah wasn't matir, and the person's even going to get malchus memanavshach. And even ba'ofen that a person does to when there are two pulos involved. For example, first he walked on path number one, and then he walked on path number two. Halach. The first time he didn't go to the Beis HaMikdash, the second time he did. But the point is, he did two separate pulos, walk on two separate paths. We don't view them independently, we view them as one, and we say, Meman of Shach is Tameh. one person walked on one path, one person walked on it, another person walked on a different path, and they handled tyrus. So one person is not allowed to eat a tyrus that are handled by both of them, because that's two kulas that are sosar each other. And the reason is because it doesn't make sense. You can be sveka daraisa lakula. That's only if it could be, but here it can't be. It's a stira. You can't say that it's, that person who walked on both paths is tar. You know he's tameh manavshach. You can't be mekel when it's sosar itself. You know one path is tameh. Can't be. Or the person eating tyrus that was handled by people who walked on each of the two shvilin. So, and one of them is tameh. You can't be matir because a person can't eat it because it's you know one of them is vaday tameh. You know one of the people was vaday tameh and he was matami this food and how can the person eat it? Therefore, there's no reason you can't be mekel. And according to this, the teretz of the Ma'arit is very good. But here, the gabei mamzer ledas haramam, like we saw, the Ma'arit said that why did the if anyway sveka d'oraisa says the kula mena Torah? Why does the Torah have to be matir or mamzer? Anyway, he's mutter suffik mamzer because sveka is lekula. The teretz is that he's mutter b'toraisa vaday. He can marry a bas yisrael and a mamzeres. He can marry a bas yisrael on the side that he's not a mamzer, and he can marry a mamzeres on the side that he is a mamzer, even though it's two kulas that are sosar each other. So normally two kulas that are sosar each other are not mutter, but here the gabe mamzer, we have a special gilui in the pasuk that they are. So that is what we said now, and what we said in the previous shir is divrei ha-pri chadosh b'tosefes biur. However, harav Beryl Kreuzer, Zechat Tzadik Levracha, and demures. Yesh lehoshiva rayas ha-pri chadosh, that even though the halicha be'elu beis shvilin ha'isa b'zachar zeh, you're right, the walking on the paths was one after the other. First he walked on path A, and then he walked on path B. So you're right, that zachar zeh. However, what's our shaila? Our shaila is b'mitzias is hitame in chayv and bias mikdash. So as far as that's concerned, dino b'vas achas. If the discussion was on the etzem pu'ulas halicha on the paths, is this pu'ula muteris or not? Like for example, is it kohen? And we're discussing if he's allowed to go on these shvilin mitzada iser litame l'meisim. So this is a dion on two pu'ulos, one after the next. Because when he goes on the second path, he's not on the first path anymore. He finished the first pu'ula. So really, in such a case, l'chora, we should be matir. Because we can look at each question individually, independently, and say, path A will be mekel. Path B will be mekel. We'll look at them independently, even though we know one of the paths is tameh. So we mekel on this coin. But here, in this case of the mikdash, going into the mikdash, the discussion is not path A or path B. It's like bas achas, because now we're discussing when he went into the mikdash, is he tameh or tar? The answer is now he's definitely tameh. That we can't be matir. So really, ein achinami, two kulas that are sosar each other, we can be mekel. As long as it's zachar zeh, as long as it's not bas achas. But here our shaila is, when he goes to the mikdash, is he tameh or not? That's like bas achas, because he already walked on the two paths, and now we're discussing, is he tameh or not? And the answer is, this is vaday tameh. So that's bas achas. But when it comes to, let's say, a kohen, and he wants to go on path A, which might be tameh, and path B, which might be tameh, you know one of the paths is tameh, we don't know which, there we could be mekel, because it's zachar zeh, we can look at them independently. When can you look at them independently? When it's bas achas. Then you have to be machmir if it's two kulas that are close to each other. But if it's zachar zeh, you could be mekel. And also, when one person went on path A and another person went on path B, and one of the paths was tameh, and then the person is eating, and then somebody else wants to eat, tyrus touched by one of them, but touched by both of them, he can't eat it, because again the din here is bevas achas, because you know one of the people touched it, and now the who's tameh, and now the discussion is this guy allowed to eat it? And the answer is no. That's considered bas achas, because the shaila is about the person eating it. Right now, when you know it was previously tameh, but when you're discussing the actual halicha b'shvilin, let's say a kohen, and you know one of the paths is tameh, he asks you, can I go on the first path? Yes. Sveik the rest of the kula. Can I go on the second path? Yes. Sveik the rest of the kula. Why? Because it's zecher zeh, even though it's so sir adodi. You know it's a because you know one of the paths is tameh. But since it's zecher zeh, it's mutter. Shmaitza later on, Perek Vav, brings the Nodeh Yehuda that since we pask in that Psua Daka Bigdushasa Kaime Vasir B'mamzere, somebody's Psua Daka is still considered holy and he's not allowed to marry Mamzeres. Therefore, Psua Daka should be Asir Menatar B'safik Mamzeres because Mamanavshach, if she's a Yisraelis, so then he's not allowed to marry her. Mitzad the Yisr of Leyavu Ptsua Daka B'Kal Hashem. That a Ptsua Daka is not allowed to come B'Kal Hashem. So if she is a Yisraeli Ksheira, then he's not allowed to marry her. Mitzah that he's not allowed to marry into the congregation of Hashem, because that's forbidden for a Ptsua Daka. And if she's a Mamzeres, then he's usher to her Mitzah lay over Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. And then he's usher to her Mitzah that a Mamzer is now allowed to come B'Kal Hashem. And by marrying this Mamzeres, he's bringing the Mamzeres into Kal Hashem. So he's not allowed to marry the Mamzeres because Bikdusha so kaime, he still retains his Kedusha, so she's coming into Kal Hashem. And if she's Yisraelis, he's not allowed in because the Ptsua Daka is not allowed to marry B'Kal Hashem. So Man of Shach, a Suffolk Mamzeres, he's not allowed to marry. Continues in Al Debihuda, that even according to the Ma'arit, that the Torah is Matir Safik Mamzer B'Torah of Adai, and therefore it's Mutter even Matarati B'Sas Achas by a Mamzer, and he's allowed to marry a Mamzeris when he's married to Israelis. That a Jew is allowed to marry both a Mamzeris. That a suffolk mamzer is allowed to marry Israelis, and a mamzer is bevas achas, because he's mutter b'tares v'adai. Nevertheless, lo mishkachas bia achas shetia sura b'vadai. He can't be boel, both women simultaneously. So therefore, since each one is independent, he's fine. And since that's the case, we view each Be'ila independently, individually. And each one is a Suffolk. And the Torah's Matir is Suffolk. He's a Suffolk Mamzer, so he's Mutter in the Israelis, and he's Mutter on the side that he's Israel. He's Mutter in the Mamzeris, mitzad that he's a Mamzer. Torah's Matir, but Torah's Vadai. Why? Because you can view each Be'ila independently. And even according to the Pri Chadash, that there's no svar to be mechalik min haTorah between zeh achar zeh and bas achas, as we saw in a previous shir, he proves from Tosis that we can't be mechalik between zeh achar zeh and bevas achas. Either they're both mutter or they're both aser. And so here, it's not really bas achas. Here it can't mamish be basachas, because he can't have two bias at the same time. And also, even the Pri Chadosh is only talking about a case where he does bivas achas, two separate pe'ulos, and you view each pe'ula independently, and each one is a suffix. So the Pri Chadosh says that if bezachar zez mutter, then bivas achas is also mutter, because there are two pe'ulos, two separate pe'ulos, so you can view them independently and say each one is mutter. Zecher zez mutter, v'asach is also mutter. But a suffik mamzeres to a p'tsua daka, she's definitely asura. We just don't know me'eza shem asura. Is she asura mitzad that she's a Yisraelis, and a p'tsua daka is not allowed to marry Yisraelis? Or is she asura mitzad that she's a mamzeres, and a p'tsua daka is not allowed to marry a mamzeres? So bevadai that she's asura min ha-Torah. This is not begeder suffik at all, because she's definitely asur. She's definitely asura. So when is there it's had to be matir? Two contradictory stiras. Like we saw in the Pri Chadosh, that you can't be mechalik min ha-Torah and bein zachar zeh lebas achas. And if the Torah is matir b'zachar zeh, Torah is also matir b'vas achas. That's why they're two separate pulos. Two separate pulos are done simultaneously. There you could be mekel, but here it's not two separate pulos, it's one pula. You just don't know what shame isser there is. But b'vada it's aser. So now let's take the Noda Behuda Svara and apply it to the Shnei Shvilin. Shnei Shvilin nichnas berishon v'achakach b'sheini. So the dion here is not on the Pu'ulas Halicha, which Shvil he went on. The dion here, did he go on the Tamei one? Did he go on the Tara one each time? That's not the discussion. Here the focus is whether he is Tamei or not. And just like the Noda Behuda said that a Suadaka is Asur B'Safik Mamzeres, because she's definitely Asurala, we just don't amaze a shame. So here also it's the same thing. We don't have any Suffik whether when a person walks on Shvil A and then Shvil B, and we don't know which one is the Tamei Shvil. There's no Suffik here about our question, because our question is he Tamei or Tar? The answer is he's Tamei. Avadi's tummy. When if you want to be mati or abasachas, that's going to be two separate pu'ulas. And say you're mekel on pu'ula A, you're mekel on pu'ula B. But here it's one pu'ula. Here it's going into the mikdash. And that's definitely asur, because one of the paths is definitely asur. Or the psuadaka, like the case of the Noda Behuda, the psuadaka is definitely asur to the suffik mamzeres. He just don't know me is a shame, but he's definitely asur. So now we can say, if this is true, we don't need to come on to the Maritz Teretz. Linyan Suffik Mamzer, really without a Pasuk. The Maritz says, what's the Pasuk telling you? That even though it's an inherent stira, it's still mutter. Even though he's marrying a Yisraelis and a Mamzeres, this Suffik Mamzer is mutter, even though it's a stira, because he can't be both a Mamzer and a Yisrael. He's one of the two. So we can be Mekel on each side, but you can't be Mekel if he's married to both of them. And that's why we need the Pasuk. That's what the Maharit said. that he could be married to both them at the same time. Maybe you don't need a pasuk. Who says you need a pasuk? Maybe really Menatora, we go sveko lekula. And even if the two svekas are sosa each other, it's going to be mutter. Why? Because when he has bia with the Yisraelis, we're going to be mekel and say that maybe he's Yisrael. When he has bia with the mamzeris, we're going to be mekel and say that maybe he's a mamzer. And for that, you don't need a pasuk. Why would you need a pasuk for that? What we've been discussing until now is a vada yisr. This psuadaka is vada yasr to this suffik mamzeris. And neither tzadi's asr. So there you can't be makel. But here, they're two separate pulos. He's having bia with the suffik mamzeris, having bia with the Israelis, having bia with the mamzeris. So you view each pula separately. And why can't you be mekel? Who says you need a pasuk for that? Now Rid wanted to say that that's why you need the pasuk to be matir a suffik mamzer, to say that he's mutter b'taras vaday, and therefore he can have both wives, a mamzeris and a Israelis. But who says you need a special pasuk for that? Maybe we could be mekel, suffik is mutter, as long as it's not bevasachas. Here it's not bevasachas. Here it's two separate pu'ulos. And you view each pu'ula independently. And therefore mekel even without a pasuk. So who says you need a pasuk? So we have no proof that tarati desasri is aser min haTorah. Maybe tarati desasri is really mutter min haTorah. And even when he does two pu'ulos, bivas achas, it's also going to be mutter. It's only usr in the cases where you know he's doing a vada yisr, like the shnei shvilin, and then he goes into the mikdash. You know that he's tameh. But if he's doing two separate pu'ulos at the same time, and one of them is vada yisr, maybe we can view each pu'ula separately. Because if we're deeming done on the actual pu'ula, we say Pu'ula is mutter and Pu'ula is B is mutter. We view them separately, we view them independently. Mashain Kane, when it comes to going into the Mikdash after going on the two Shvilim, there the discussion is not on Pu'ula Bay or Pu'ula B. Shail is, did he go on, is he Tame now? And the answer is yes. So therefore, he can't go into the Mikdash. So the Rai of the Pri Chadash, you can't have two kulas that are sosa each other, bringing from the Gemara in Shavuos about a person who goes on the two paths and one of them is tame, that he can't go into the mikdash afterwards, or the case of Tyrus, that one person can't eat the Tyrus that was handled by two people, one of whom definitely went on the tame path. That's not necessarily going to be a raya for us, as we explained, but it's mistaber that he's right, that if it's tarati desastri, it's logical that it's asur min haTorah. Because even though the Rambam holds that Dvar Torah kolas fekas sharian, that doesn't mean that it's heter gomor. You could be samech on the tzad hakal. But if you can't be samech on the tzad hakal, you can't hope that you're coming out on the right side, that you're coming out in the tzad hamutter, and maybe you can't be mekel. The Rambam says you could be mekel because shemeklap ishmaya galya, that you're not being over on an isser, and then you're cool. So hope that that's what happens. But if you know vada you're being over on an isser, for example, when there's two kulas that are sosa to each other, you know vada you're being over on an isser, even if it's two separate kulas. Like for example, a suffik mamzer being with a mamzeris in Israel, he knows one of them is usher to him. So there he cannot be mekel like the Pri Chadash says. So we redoch his raya from the Gemara, but misvar he's correct, and therefore it makes sense then that the pasuk is coming to tell us that even though normally two kulas that contradict each other are not permitted, but by a suffik mamzer we have a pasuk to tell you that they are. See, daf could need the pasuk, but otherwise two kulas that associate each other are no good. Can't be mekel. So we have a lot more to say on this, and Beretzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue in the next shir. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.